And now I'm delighted to welcome back Francis Clamp, and especially so as you're going to take me on another pub crawl in Billericay. But a different set of pubs, I think, this time, isn't it?
It's certainly a different set of pubs, and three of them.
Three? Great stuff. It was three last time, wasn't it, as well?
No, only two then.
Oh, well.
It was three in your imagination.
Well, probably I was drinking too much and one of them doubled up.
Ooh.
Anyway, come on, tell us all.
Well, we're going to look at the White Hart, the Railway and the Crown in the 1960s. If you could go back in time to the way the White Hart used to be, you'd be in for a shock. Today, we're used to small tables and food being sold as well as drink. This wasn't the case in the 1960s. The saloon bar was to the right of the door, and it has been described as being like a pre-war home. The centre of the room was taken up by a dining table, and this was covered with a chenille cloth. I well remember my grandmother having two of those, and so did her friends. They always seemed to be in strong colours. Going back to the pub, there was a sideboard against one wall, dating from the years between the wars, and there were also easy chairs. Two clocks were to be seen in the saloon bar. One was a large wall clock, known as a tavern or Act of Parliament clock. Apparently, it had hung in the pub for around 200 years, having been made by a local clockmaker in the 1780s. During those years, sooty fires had burned in the grate, and drinkers had often added to the pollution by smoking cigarettes, cigars, and, of course, pipes. Over time, the case had turned black, as had the face and hands. To combat the problem of telling the time, the hands were chalked over in white. Certainly an ingenious solution to the problem. The second clock was tall, with a domed top and a silvered dial. It's thought to have been a domestic regulator clock, designed for extreme accuracy, and it would have been used to set all the other clocks in the building. Two pubs at the north end of the High Street, the Railway and the Crown, stood like sentinels on either side of the railway bridge. They each had mahogany-topped bars and various tables and chairs, but they certainly lacked the homely feel of the White Hart. Although I'm sure there were customers who preferred their own unique atmospheres. How times have changed. Recently we heard about the Chequers and the Red Lion. Both have had walls removed and their decor completely altered. Yet in the 21st century, They are equally welcoming to those who wish to pause and enjoy the refreshment they have to offer.
I can pause and enjoy the refreshment they have to offer, that's right. But you're saying that in those days you had little tables, but I thought they still did, but obviously they don't. I haven't been in one of these pubs recently, as you can see.
Well, I think, yes, a lot do have small tables still. The surprising thing was the one in the White Hart, which was a big dining table in the middle of the bar, which would take up quite a bit of room.
Now that would have taken up a heck of a room, yes. Yeah, I'm surprised they would have had that.
And still with the Chanel tablecloth on it.
Indeed. Now it's all quite sad, isn't it? Because next week's going to be your final regular Bygones feature.
It is indeed.
And you've got a new project.
I have. I'm writing a book on Southend-on-Sea during the Great War. And this is very time-consuming.
Yes, I can imagine.
I mean, obviously, we're spending a lot of time in Southend going through the old Southend standards from 1914 to 18.
And doing battle with some museums.
Oh, and doing battle with some museums, yes. But some are so helpful, it just isn't true.
Yes.
But there is one, which I won't mention, which certainly is not helpful in any way.
Well, I'm just thankful that you haven't said, oh, well, you were there, so you could perhaps give us all the information.
No, I did actually miss out on this one.
Yes.
But it is a fascinating
Thought crossed your mind fleetingly, yes. Look, I have to say that I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 3 years that you've been presenting this feature. I can't even really believe that it's 3 years. And what, though, is going to be the subject of your final regular appearance? Because I hope we're going to be able to drag you back for some specials every now and again.
Well, I'm going to talk about 3 years of history.
Oh, right. Which 3 years?
And that's going to throw you, isn't it?
It's completely thrown me,
yes. 3 years we've been together.
Really? Well, isn't an awful lot that's happened in those 3 years?
No, this is some of the subjects we've covered.
Right, OK. Well, I shall look forward to that. Well, I won't really look forward to it because it will be your last one. But nevertheless, thank you very much for the past 3 years, Francis.
Thank you.